This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, how today? Stoney is in.
Hey, Doug.
Yes?
You think Brad Holmes is combing the practice squad list of teams to poach some players, like a running back, per se?
So it's interesting, because you put on the sheet you sent over this morning that there are some interesting names that are being floated out there.
Yeah, and I want to know what you think of them.
I was looking forward to hearing what those names were.
One is Michael Carter, used to play at North Carolina. Remember him?
Yep.
Now with Arizona. Former Lion for a short period of time, Zanavian Knight. Current Chicago Bear, and I believe he played at Houston at one point. Royce Freeman, played at Oregon. Mm-hmm. And the biggest name of the lot, Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
Or are you better off with, you know, going with what you have, which is Reynolds, Vaki, and maybe even promoting Jefferson from the practice squad?
Well, you can still – are all those guys currently on practice squad?
Yes.
Okay. So what I mean, the problem is if you grab somebody off the practice squad, you have to activate them.
Right.
You can't practice squad a guy to your practice squad. Well, I understand it. So,
well, you can put them on the 53. They don't have to be active for that.
Right, but they have to be in the 53-man roster. So, but you can't put them on the practice. Because players on the practice squad have to get elevated before they can play. So it really comes down, would you rather have Jamar Jefferson or one of these guys? Because you're down a running back, so would you rather have Jamar Jefferson? I'd probably rather have Jamar Jefferson.
Okay.
Probably. Because he's been here. He knows the system. Right. What I think is more likely is they just sign a free agent off the street and put him on the practice squad and activate Jefferson.
Right. It's like, you know, because you just hear the name Dalvin Cook and you look and he had what? He's got like 8 carries for the Cowboys, you know, 2.5 yards a carry. And 2 years ago, he was still really, really good, but that was 2 years ago.
Yep.
His younger brother was looking pretty damn good on Sunday.
But here's the thing, Stoney, and I know that you are more doom and gloom than anything right mm-hmm. now. And the one thing I think happened yesterday, and I might be wrong on this, and people can say, well, it's not how it was for me, but I watched this thing change. The tenor of everything changed when the David Montgomery injury got announced.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm here to tell you why that isn't the end of the world. While it sucks to lose David Montgomery, and it's not a good thing to lose David Montgomery, the running back spot on this roster is more than fine without one of your top two running backs.
Without Nuttles?
I would argue that the Lions were better prepared to lose this running back than any other team in the league is prepared to lose their running back. And I think, and I'm, what is the date here? So there's three games left in the regular season. I think on December 17th here, I feel pretty good about the Lions about to unleash one of the absolute best weapons in the NFL. They had the luxury of being able to spell guys, keep mm-hmm. them fresh, use them for different skills. But Jahmyr Gibbs currently is sixth in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. Okay, so
that includes catching the ball out of the backfield too.
Running in and catching. Okay. And here's the thing about Jahmyr Gibbs. These are the five guys he is behind. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Alvin Kamara, and Josh Jacobs. Okay? Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is number one in the league in yards from scrimmage. He plays 72% of Philly snaps. Derrick Henry plays 55% of Baltimore snaps. Bijan, 73% of Atlanta snaps. Kamara, 70% of New Orleans snaps. Jacobs, 66%. You get to Gibbs, 54.3%.
And it's been rising the last couple of weeks.
He is playing less and yet is pushing these guys for one of the top spots in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. On top of that, out of all those guys, he has the highest yards per touch. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, when you catch the ball out of the backfield, but there's no reason you can't keep just throwing it to him.
Correct.
He averages 6.4 yards per touch. That's more than Saquon, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Kamara, who catches it a lot, Jacobs. It's more than all of those guys. I think that this is an elite weapon, and that there is a legitimate question, but there's two things that can work against him now. One is he's going to take more hits.
Correct.
And that takes its toll. But he does have a little bit of that Barry Sanders thing where he doesn't take a lot of direct hits. A little bit, because he's got elite speed, and those guys can avoid hits. That's one. The other challenge is, how much are defensive coordinators going to change the way they approach the Lions with Gibbs taking now 70 to 80% of the snaps like all the rest of these guys do? Do they find a little bit more kryptonite when they're only preparing for Gibbs and not Gibbs and Montgomery?
Maybe. The other thing is, the one thing I kind of thought, there are times that they should have both been in the backfield together. They didn't do that enough in my mind, but their offense is still great, so it does, you know, shows you what I know. But that's one aspect that a team doesn't have to worry about, because they didn't do it that much.
So they'll continue to not worry about it.
Exactly what I'm saying.
It's not really a factor.
They're not going to defend, you know. It's not that all of a sudden they had to go from a two-back, you know, set to defending a one-back set. It's all pretty much the same. They might have to, you know, position their players a little differently, because Gibbs is going to go more outside. The only thing that bothers me, and I you're right, I don't think they're going to it's going to drop off that much, except for the, you know, every once in a while the wear and tear, he'll need a little rest. Is, and you know, look, Gibbs has been okay with it. He hasn't been, you know, but the whole, you know, pass protection, Montgomery was pretty damn elite at that.
Well, that's maybe where Craig Reynolds comes in.
Yeah.
Or Sione Vaki comes in. Here's the thing about Craig Reynolds, too. Craig Reynolds, in his time in Detroit, has averaged over 4 yards a carry, well over 4 yards a carry. He has been effective. Now, again, he's not David Montgomery, but I think there is not a position on the team where they could get away with an injury as much as it was running backs, because Jahmyr Gibbs has all the makings of being an elite offensive weapon that now there's no governor anymore. Like, it's put the pedal down and let your guy go.
That is true, but you would at least admit that their running game is not as good as it was 48 hours ago.
Probably not, but again, that's only because the running backs stay fresh. Gibbs is better yards per carry. He's better as a receiving threat. Like, I think basically what's happening here is they are now showcasing the better of the two backs. And I'm not dismissing Montgomery. Montgomery's awesome. He's incredible.
So they don't have that back now where if it's a you know, a short yard situation where he gets tackled, but he's not going down. Because how many times have we seen the physicality of knuckles just, you know, keep going, legs going, arms going, where he gets 3, 5, 6, 7, even more breaking a tackle, extra yards. That aspect is going to be missed. Now, Gibbs getting the ball on the outside goes boom a lot faster, right?
Yeah, Jared Goff has told us in the past that they run the same offense with Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yeah, I know.
And so I don't know that, I mean, to me,
I'm just saying Gibbs on those type of plays.
Gibbs is still averaging. There are plays that Gibbs is in there where they don't get as well blocked, and he's still averaging more yards per carry than David Montgomery.
That's true.
And it's by a yard and a half.
Yes.
I like your point, Doug, because, on the outside looking in, of course you'd rather have both of them. But there's no doubt about it. The more explosive running back and the more of a game changer, game breaker of a running back is Jahmyr Gibbs.
No doubt.
And I want to use the term like handcuff or leash, but they are taking the handcuffs off now. They are unleashing Jahmyr Gibbs because that's all they got. They have to go to him more, and they do run short yardage with Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not like he's incapable of doing
it.
You'd rather have Montgomery doing it, no doubt about that, but Gibbs can do it. And not only can Gibbs get that short yardage, now that short yardage might maybe a 70-yard touchdown run all of a sudden.
That the thing is, too, it's not like they're asking him to do it for a 17-game regular season and 4 games in the postseason. They got to, hey, look, it's your show for 6 games. You're going to take more hits, but it's only 6 games. And cumulatively, like I just mentioned, his snap count being relative to the rest of the guys are at the top of the league in yards from scrimmage, he's 54.3% of the snaps. Derrick Henry's 55%. That's the only one that's close. Everybody else, 72, 73, 70, 66. He's taken less wear and tear up until this point. So he's ready for it. They're about to unleash an elite weapon.
Yeah, it may sound crazy, but the running game may have just got more explosive because of necessity.
Yep. Now, you've got, Ken, you've got some stuff, too, as to why this isn't doom and gloom. Do you want to do it after the break?
Sure.
Why it's not over. We'll get to that today at 12:17. Then more of your phone calls. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Twin Peaks has a massive Tuesday in store for everyone. For starters, it's Ladies Day. And all you female sports fans out there, they feature 20% off all food, half off all wine, $4 and $5 seltzers, cocktails, and shots. Or try their bold mimosa flight or bucket of bubbly. And to make this Tuesday even better, your favorite Twin Peaks girls decked out in their finest snowboarding attire. If you held out on buying some presents, you won't want to miss their special VIP party today. Purchasing a $100 gift card gets you into a private party featuring complimentary hors d'oeuvres and cocktails with chances to win autographed Lions memorabilia, TVs, and more. You even get something back for yourself. With every $25 you purchase in gift cards, there are perfect gifts for family, friends, and colleagues. So why not give them a chance to experience the best game day atmosphere in the state? I don't know why you'd want a gift card to enjoy the Northern Savages anywhere else but the ultimate man cave setting. Be sure you are there today between 6 and 8 for your chances to win, and mark your calendars for Saturday as they have a dynamite pay-per-view with a highly anticipated rematch, Tyson Fury versus Usyk. That's all coming up, 2 p.m. start time, so make sure you're there early. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.